More Greater Victoria residents are reaching out for help to access food as the rising cost of living continues to put people under pressure. New figures from Statistics Canada in August revealed more than 4 out of 10 British Columbians are concerned about covering their expenses. The survey, which took place between April 19 to June 3, also found that just over 4 in 10 Canadians in the lowest 20% of the income scale would be, somewhat or very likely, to obtain food or meals from community organizations in the next 6 months. And nowhere is that more apparent than at the Mustard Seeds Food Bank, located in the heart of downtown Victoria. "Definitely, we're already seeing an increase in the number of people coming here," said Janice James, Mustard Seeds Manager of Community Relations and Sponsorship. "We are definitely seeing an increase in middle and lower income people, who we call the hidden hungry. Those are people that have a job, they pay their bills, they pay their rent, they pay their hydro, they have a car, but when it comes to food, they just can't quite make ends meet. It's tight." James highlights the cost of accommodation as one of the leading factors for financial struggles in Greater Victoria. "If you can't pay your rent, you are on the street," she said. "We've also got people living out of their vehicles that come here." According to James, the food bank has seen a significant rise in the number of people needing help compared to August 2023. "One in three of our clientele are children," said James, explaining that the organization's Fair Start program recently helped 600 families with back-to-school supplies. "Parents can't even afford to put their kids back into school. Open to anyone in the community that feels they need help." The food bank also provides toiletries, clothes, shoes and toys, as well as serving up hundreds of lunches each week to visitors at their center on Queen Avenue. "It's not unusual to see up to 200 people coming here during the day," said James. "Anyone can come and have a lunch meal. I've had people come up to me that work in this vicinity and ask if they have to be homeless to come and have a meal. I think that's how tight it is for some people. When they do come forward, individuals and families will find no judgment at Mustard Seed. Instead, volunteers will ask simple questions about how many people are in the household and what cooking facilities they have access to. We're very non-judgmental," said James, acknowledging there is a stigma around needing help from a food bank. "You have to be. You don't know what brought people to that circumstance in their life." With prior experience managing a regional victim services program, James thought she had seen and heard it all, but her work on the front line at Mustard Seed has opened her eyes to a new reality. "Death, disaster and crisis were part of my daily job," said James. "This is a different kind of crisis. This is something that hasn't been inflicted on people necessarily. It's a very different feeling, seeing people that have a hard time coming forward sometimes. In an ideal world, I wouldn't have a job," she continued. "But the reality is, that's likely never going to happen, because the cost of everything is increasing. Rent, gas, food, it's expensive out there." About how people can help the food bank, James says donations of non-perishable food are always welcome, but ultimately, cash is king. "Our buying power is such that for every dollar we get donated, we can buy $2 worth of food," said James. For more information about the food bank, visit Mustard Seed's website, https://mustardseed.ca/ministries/food-bank/.